This podcast replay is brought to you by Caneswear.com. For all your Canes, Dolphins, and Heat needs, visit them at 2511 South University Drive in Davie. Free shipping with online orders over $99. Go to Caneswear.com at Miami Fanwear. That's the spot where South Florida fans shop.
Why does Mike Carley keep thinking they're one play away? That's
he means from clicking and getting the offense going, right?
I get that part, but right. They're not. That's right. Not true. They're tons of series away from actually developing and getting that offense going. One play is not going to click an entire offense. You got to get several series together and start stringing it together, to put together the offense that you need, especially in college football and football, period, because the NFL is like that too. There's less and less defense in the NFL also, dude. I mean, give me a break. The NFL is becoming – it's college football on steroids is what it is. More than ever, I never thought when I was young – I'm sure you didn't either – that college football was going to influence the NFL as much as it has. And it has, dude. That's something that's – I mean, we grew up with the NFL influencing college football. Now it's the other way around. So I see very little of that right now, but – Harley, come on, dude. This is maybe the coaches telling him, come on, guys, we're one play away from getting this thing started, and they're just going out there and repeating it.
Oh, there's no question. That's exactly what that is, and players do that all the time. Oh, we've seen it for years. Miami's coaches are trying to build confidence for these guys because right now, let's face it, they just haven't been cutting it. Derek King has one touchdown pass through two games. That's not going to win you anything. That's not going to get you anywhere, even in the mediocre Coastal Division. So, to me, Mike Harley's had two drops. Xavier Streppo's had at least two drops. Will Mallory had an important drop the other day. They've regressed to where they were before the second half of last season. That's what I see. I see an offense that was playing like the first half of last season. Now, could it change? Absolutely, because we saw when De'Aaron King and Mike Harley were connecting, that this offense could score 44 points on the road at NC State. So yes, are they one play away in their minds? Maybe. I think they're where they really need to get better at. And I highlighted this in my story this week is the intermediate passing game. Derek last year was completing over 55% of his passes between 10 and 19 yards, 9 touchdowns, 1 interception the whole season. This year he's 7 of 16. From that range, the intermediate range. They're taking the middle of the field away. So Derek has to adjust. He has to run. He has to be the running quarterback that we saw last week against Appalachian State. And he's got to be able to hit his guys underneath who then create the play after the catch, right? That's what they need to do. And they just haven't done it yet. They dropped passes last week against App State. Michigan State's going to run the same kind of defense. They don't have Jalen Phillips or Gregory Rousseau in their front. They don't have anybody who's going to come in and sack Derek King 7 times. I just think they're going to play that same type of defense. It's going to be up to Derek to pick him apart. And if he does, and Miami wins this game, maybe by more than 6.5 points. But I don't think they're there yet. I think they're going to get going some. I just don't think they're going to be rocking and rolling. And I will say this, their offense should be better. I mean, you have Keyshawn Smith and Charleston Ramble. You have two more weapons on the outside than you had last year when you had Mark Pope and D. Wiggins dropping everything deep. Now these guys can hold on to the football. You saw it. You saw that ridiculous catch that Keyshawn Smith came up with, the twisting catch, Charleston. So that's element of this offense that they didn't have last year that can make them better, and why I thought they could average 40 points a game this year because of those two guys.
Yeah, and listen, the tight end. I think the tight end should be a stud every week for this team. You talk about the short to mid-range passing game. Well, that's the dude that should be, catching the ball and then getting some yak after that.
Yeah. And I think we'll see some of Elijah Arroyo this week. I don't think Miami coaches are messing around. I think you're going to see this kid in an H-back formation, especially with the fact that they're only down to one real healthy running back in Cam Harris. You could see a lot of Elijah Arroyo and Will Mallory in an H-back type role where they're blocking probably 70% of the time and then leaking out to catch a pass whenever, Derek has to get rid of the ball. So I think that's what you're going to see this week. And I think Arroyo, who looks very, very good, he does, this kid from Texas that they got, I think, you're going to see him make some plays this week.
Let's hope so.